Where did he stop? 25, 24? What? Oh. Did John walk this morning? Well, looky here. Hi, Carter.
Hi. Nice haircut, dude.
Who's your model?
I'm sorry?
Who's your model?
Dad?
Yes.
Yeah. Nice to see you.
Remember John and Carrie?
Good to see you. I'm going to sit over there if you want. So where is John, if he walked?
He got eaten up with mosquitoes and took the worst of blood on him. I mean, he was...
You're one of the good Oh, yeah, Gary's.
Your sister?
Yes, sir. You
both really
good. Thank you. Hey, why don't you sit over there next to Gary after you get your coffee? You got to keep Gary in line. This is Kayola, if you haven't met her.
Kayola.
That's close enough. Well, smell me.
31 years of Kayola? Hell no.
I guess I got told, didn't I? Can you turn the air conditioner up a little bit? Are you guys going to sit down ever?
Uli wants you to sit down.
Uli. Oh, shut up.
Well,
this is not starting off well.
Not for you, but for everyone else.
I'm enjoying myself.
Romans 3.
When in Romans?
What? What'd you say?
When in Romans.
Oh. We're studying Romans to honor Kevin. Verse 23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, who God set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of God, and to declare, I say, at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Now, what Paul is saying here is that the gospel has already been preached to every creature under heaven. It's been declared. That's what preaching is, to declare, to set forth openly. Everybody in the universe has heard the gospel. Let's go to Colossians 3 and I'll show you. Or Colossians 1. Chapter 1, We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which you have to all the saints, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you as it is in all the world, bringing forth fruit as it doth also in you since the day you heard of it and knew the grace of God in truth. Now let's go over to verse 20. Blah, 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 blah. Well, you know what? Let's just spend a minute here. Who is this Jesus? Let's start in verse 15. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. So there's nothing in the universe that isn't of him. Even the things that you think are the most terrible for you. Capisce? And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning of the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. By him, I say, whether there be things in earth or things in heaven. Every knee is already bowing, every tongue is already confessing that Jesus Christ is Lord. There's no place you can go in time and space for which this is not true. It's critical that you hear this, otherwise you'll spend your life trying to do something. I promise you, God didn't leave the declaration of his gospel to Paul and Jan Crouch or Benny Hinn. And watch, now it gets personal. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by your wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled. The only place, the only thing that is an enemy of the God of the universe is all men's mind. You were alienated and enemies. And the word enemies is the word that means it is so totally, such total enmity that one of you has to die. You can't be fixed. There's nothing that you can do to make yourself right before God except to accept your death. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind. Why were you enemies? Because you're hardwired for self-seeking. And that's the great opposer, ha, Satan, to oppose, to see whether there's, to, so that you will be fully tested, so to see if there's anything in your life that will cause you to leave this mystery. And that's all that's going on. Nothing, that's the only thing that's going on.
Just now when we read that thing about by him, for him, of him, etc. The thought I had was, you know that place where some place that says what serveth the law, or what? The law was given because of disobedience.
Because of transgression.
It wasn't necessary except for man's disobedience, transgression. It's like, you don't need to know anything other than by him, for him, and of him all things consist. If you knew that, it's only through thinking something's wrong or should be different that anything else is necessary.
That's right. And yet you, every time something happens that you don't like, every time somebody does something that you don't like, every time your mind comes up with some harebrained idea that causes you to be afraid, your response is always, oh, God has forsaken me. God has forsaken me. Something's wrong. No. The only thing that's wrong, again, is your mind. What? You're doing it again.
Well, my mind, immediately rejects this because it can't comprehend its magnitude, so it says, well, that's surely that means something different than what it says. But I'm seeing it's, that's why it's only by faith that the door is open that you can even understand this. Without faith, it's impossible not only to please God, but to understand it.
All you have to do is know that everything else is empty and futile. And all your little ideas and all your little plans and all your little hopes and all your little dreams are as meaningful as a pile of ashes. But you can't, somebody can't just tell you that. If I told Carter that, Carter will hear this and it may be lodged somewhere, but still, he's got to go do all of the things that his mind tells him he has to do, and he has to continue to do it and push it and push it and push it and push all the barriers until he finds out for himself that there's no there there. Now, hopefully his dad has found that out. I promise you, wherever you are in the universe, when you come to the end of yourself, there he is. But you have to see this in your day-to-day activities so that you don't get deceived. Because something will happen, and automatically you will believe that something is wrong. And that's again, you are still an enemy in your mind. You're never going to not be an enemy. Your mind is always going to tell you that you need to do this, and you need to do that, and you need to fix this, and you need to fix that, and you need to change yourself, and you need to fix yourself, and you need to be better than you are. And everybody in the universe will tell you the same thing. Because they don't realize that you, who were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind, yet now has he reconciled. The word reconciliation in the Greek means exchanged. He's exchanged your life for his.
I just realized the magnitude of that doctrine that says once you accept Jesus as your personal Savior, blah, 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 you have the mind of Christ.
Sure, that's just heresy. Then you
that
all you do is you put God's name in all your harebrained ideas, and that's taking the name of the Lord in vain.
Yeah.
That's why Jesus said, give no thought for your life. Take no thought for what you're going to do.
And we had manna yesterday, and we had it today, but it may not show up tomorrow. So I better try to save some or find some more or earn some.
And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works. And that's not just the works that you thought were wicked. Like, oh my God, I got to stop doing that so I can be a better person and I got to do this. No. It means that you no longer give any importance. You don't owe your mind or your emotions anything. Because faith has declared you have been perfected. Faith has declared it is finished. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. So that whenever God looks at you, he sees Christ. And that's all he sees. It's Christ in you, the only hope of glory. Not your performance, not what you're going to do about something, not how well or how poorly you did something, not any mistakes of the past. But what do? We try to meet the standards of someone else. Because we've been taught to. And those standards always say what the psalmist said, they will speak well of you when you do well unto yourself. So your little mommy and daddy will be proud of you. Because because you've done well for yourself. Your mother and father want to have sustenance and satisfaction from your flesh. That means they eat your flesh. What?
My mom and dad are ready to move to a smaller house and not, you know, not have the burden of caring for a house. My mom is so ready to move. Every time I see her, she's like, I'm just ready to give everything away. If there's anything you want, I'm just so ready to move.
No, but that's the point. We have to be that fully. I am so ready to give all this crap up. You got it?
Yeah, that's wild when all the shit you gather, you know, that you've getting life out of for 40 years, 50 years, realizes there's no life left in it. You've sucked it all out, and there's nothing that can give you anything.
Verse 23, if you continue in the faith grounded and settled and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, where I, Paul, am made a servant. That's what minister means. Who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church. Now that means that the only reason that you are in any way happening, any kind of suffering, is because you're filling up the afflictions that are lacking in the body. So even the worst things that can happen to you are sanctified. Whereof I made a minister according to the blah, 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 blah. Even the mystery which has been hid from the ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints. Therefore, by definition, if you don't know this, then you're not a saint, because it's only the saint that knows it. And the saint has nothing to do with your condition. A saint simply means that the whatever it is being used for the purpose that it was created. You've heard me talk 100 times about the salt shaker. If I put sugar in the salt shaker, it's not sanctified. It's not doing what it's supposed to. But if I put salt in it, no matter if it's, even if it's dirty, it's still sanctified. And you, who were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind, and you were enemies because all you were capable of doing was trying to better yourself, even when you were doing things that were for the benefit of others, that were really for the benefit of you. And so therefore, as long as the I motive, as long as self-seeking is the predicate for your being, then you're not sanctified. The minute you see the emptiness of your self-seeking, then by definition you are sanctified. You're not getting sanctified. And it's only because of your rebellion that you haven't been sanctified from your birth. There's no time necessary, Gary, or anybody else. But here's one that just will blow, this one blows me away. To whom God will make known the riches of the glory of his mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. And man there means human, it doesn't mean male or female. Now look, I have more work to do than I have ever dreamed about if my job is to bring each one of you perfect by my standards or your standards. But you're perfect in Christ when you know that he is the only hope. His resurrection is the only thing, the only, search the scriptures, I promise you, the word hope is never used except with regard to his resurrection. And it's not his resurrection all back there in space sometime. It's his resurrection in you now. And you recognize you've been deceived all these years by your trying to do something about issues instead of simply me being in that moment of dependence as a small child. And that's all there is. That's the gospel. That's the purpose of time and space. That's everything. It's the reason you were born. you don't know it. Now, that's the same thing we just read in Romans 3. Whom God hath set forth, declared openly, revealed to all. Whom God has set forth to be, in verse 25 in Romans 3, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say, at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him who believeth in Jesus. Then what must we do to do the work of God? It's always the same. You believe on him who he has sent. You rely totally for every single issue of your life on him who he has sent. You take care of nothing. You rely on him who he has sent. And if you do that, you will love your neighbor as yourself. You will obviously take care of your family. You will do all of these things that are as natural as breathing with no effort to the Christ in you, the hope of glory, but to you they're always effort. That's probably enough for today. I quit. Anybody have any response? Anything to talk about?
I'm really moved by realizing that you and I and all of us can say with total confidence to anybody that no matter where they are, no matter what they're doing, no matter what has taken place, that when they come to the end of themselves,
there he is.
There he is. I mean, the confidence to know that it doesn't matter who you are, where you are, what you're doing, what you've been doing, it couldn't matter less.
Let's see what happens. Each person on the earth, including you and I, think we're so special that the sacrifice of his son isn't enough for us. So we've got to take care of it. No, that just resurrects the evil one from his deadly head wound.
There's no secret handshake and there's no hidden wisdom.
Openly declared.
It's not a secret society. And you don't have to pay for it.
Did you get moved?
Yeah.
You all set?
Pretty much. We did good. All came together pretty good.
Reasonably good. Pete forgot to remind everybody because he just told... Never mind. Welcome back, Cotter. Take it, big guy. No, I didn't mean... No. That was a joke. It was an old television show.